This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right as we spend some time with God. What an amazing thing that the God of the universe wants to meet with us. We're going to talk this week about the topic of temptation. And we want to start off by looking at what temptation is, and then at the end of the week, how to handle temptation, how to respond to it. You know, it's very important to recognize that being tempted is not a sin. It's giving in to temptation that becomes a problem to our spiritual lives. The fact is, Jesus Christ was tempted, wasn't he? Charles Spurgeon, years ago, said, God had one son without sin, talking about Jesus, but he has no son without temptation. Isn't that right? Jesus was tempted. It's not wrong to be tempted. If you experience temptation in your life, that's not a sign that you're evil or anything like that. It's how you respond to that temptation that makes the difference. So let's look at this issue of temptation. I want us to notice today that in looking at the nature of temptation, the temptation challenges God's word. When we look at the very first experience of temptation ever had by human beings there in the Garden of Eden, after God had created the man and woman, that first man and woman, Adam and Eve, it says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. You come over to chapter 3, verse 1, and you find Satan coming into the equation to tempt Eve about what God had said. Just listen to how he does it, coming in the form of a serpent. It says, Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, has God said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, Oh, from the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, You surely shall not die. You see, temptation challenges God's word. It comes to us very subtly. Its purpose in your life is to take your focus off God. God has put us into a universe that revolves around him. He made it. It glorifies him. We were made to glorify him. We are for God. And sin takes our focus off God. It alienates us from God. It ruins our relationship with God. It sets a trap in your life. It looks good. It appeals to your intellect. It introduces doubt. Did God really say that? The serpent asked. Be aware of times today when you may be tempted to wonder if what God has said really is true. The fact is, every time you base your life on God's word, don't you find that it proves to be true in your life? Don't doubt God's word. Trust him completely. Recognize that any time you are tempted to doubt God's word, that is going to take you away from your relationship with God and cause distance between you and him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.